I'm Mark Herz. Frigid cold temperatures this week means a lot of folks are cranking up the thermostats in their homes. And it turns out one result of that has been a spike in the cost of natural gas and an increase in the amount of oil and coal being used for electricity generation. And joining us to explain why that is and what the ramifications of all that are, Jan Ellen Spiegel of the Connecticut Mirror. Thanks for joining us, Jan.
Good to be here.
Jan, explain to us about this spike in the cost of natural gas. What's behind it?
What's going on here is the pipeline capacity for natural gas in New England is very, very tight. We have no way of putting more natural gas into those pipelines right now. And in winter, when people are cranking up, as you point out, the heat in their homes, they're using up some of the natural gas, which leaves less natural gas for all those power plants that use natural gas. And the way the system works, folks who are heating their homes, businesses that are being heated, they get first dibs on that natural gas, which essentially leads us to the law of supply and demand. The less there is, the more it costs. The independent system operator that runs the grid in New England, that's called ISO New England, purchases power for the grid. In an average year, at least based on the average of 2012, which is the last year they have statistics for, about 52% of that power was generated by natural gas. 3% of that power was generated by coal, and less than 1% of that power was generated by oil. In the last several days, as it's been very cold, the natural gas portion of the generation has dropped to 25%, and coal and oil have each been running about 15%.
So they switch from natural gas to oil and coal. What's the big deal?
The big deal is that once you switch over to oil and coal, they are more expensive. They're also more polluting, and there's not quite as much of that on the system. ISO New England ran into this last winter after the big blizzard in the early part of the year and then a cold snap where there was not enough gas in the pipelines. And there was not enough fuel oil on hand for plants to switch back over to oil, and they almost ran out of fuel. So this year, they're trying to be a lot more prepared for it.
Now, the governor of Connecticut, Daniel Malloy, this last summer, he signed a bill into law that would help subsidize and encourage people. They're claiming maybe they're going to bring on another 280,000 new natural gas customers over 10 years. So how do those things play into all this?
At this point, we don't have the additional pipeline capacity to accommodate that. There are plans and there is a goal of getting more pipeline capacity into here, but that takes some time. You've heard of the Marcellus Shale, which are the natural gas reserves down towards Pennsylvania.
Sure.
And that's one of the reasons the price of natural gas has gone so far down over the last several years. Pipelines have been built out of there, but they don't reach here yet. And a report very recently by the Energy Information Administration, which is part of the Federal Department of Energy, pointed out that it's not likely those pipelines are going to reach here until 2016. This means that in this sort of situation, every winter, until we build out that pipeline capacity, we're going to be doing this little dance of do we have enough, don't we have enough, and if we have to switch over to oil and coal, which is more expensive, ultimately it's going to push up the price of electricity. While it won't hit consumer pockets right now, it could in the future.
Jan Ellen Spiegel of the Connecticut Mirror, thanks for joining us and explaining this interesting turn of events with the cold temperatures.
You're quite welcome anytime.